In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are drawn together as God's family from Whitkirk, Colton, and beyond to offer praise and thanksgiving, to ask the forgiveness of our sins, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek God's grace, that through the Son, Jesus Christ, we may give ourselves to God's service. A very warm welcome to this, our online worship for this week. It's very good to have you with us. Just a word of thanksgiving as we go, come towards this time of the year when the nights grow longer and the curtains are drawn sooner, just to thank you all for your continued pastoral care for one another. I try to ring some people each week amidst all the other things that I need to do, and it's always really lovely to hear how people are supporting and upholding one another. We really do need to, especially during this time where uncertainty is perhaps around to a greater extent than it has been for several weeks, to support and care for each other. So thank you for all that you are doing, picking up the phone, being there for people, doing shopping, doing all sorts of things. It's so very appreciated. But we as the church are here first and foremost as a worshipping community, and so we continue our worship this morning with the first of our hymns, Lights Abode Celestial Salem. penitence for our sins, let us turn to Christ, that he may fill us with his new life. Lord Jesus, you came that we might learn from you and find rest for our souls. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came that we might have abundant life. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came that you might set us free. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gift of faith, that, forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to that which is before, we may run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. My brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of you, my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Alleluia, Alleluia. Let the message of Christ in all its richness find a home with you. Through him, give thanks to God. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Once more Jesus spoke to the chief priests and Pharisees in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets, and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's a bit of us that likes stories with a happy ending. Perhaps it goes back to when we were children, to books and movies where good triumphs over evil, or a chick flick where love wins. And even as adults, we like to hang on to the belief that it will all work out in the end. Perhaps it's part of a black and white view of the world that stays with us always, you know, good and bad, light and dark, right and wrong. And we hang on to the ideal, knowing as we live our lives that life isn't really like that. Because we know, for example, that as people, we are a good mix of good and bad. We know that there is darkness within us and in the world as well as light. We know that right and wrong aren't always so easy to define. We come to know that life can be complicated sometimes. We know too that stuff happens to us that doesn't have a happy ending. For example, when our beloved partner dies or a relationship fails, a tragic accident happens, or a precious child carries illness and dies, and so on and so on. So in our experience of life, we know it doesn't always have a happy ending. Now, before you think the vicar is in a depressing mood this morning, consider the gospel for today and the parable that Jesus tells, and ask whether it has a happy ending. It doesn't, at least to me, who strives to build faith on love's foundation, a love that is for all. It would make more sense as a parable, have a happy ending as a story, if it ended with all those, both good and bad, being at the party. That would fit much more conveniently with my sense of God's welcoming love for all. But it doesn't. The king, seeing someone without a wedding robe who is condemned to outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The parable ends, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Not all are welcome, but few are chosen. This doesn't sit well with me, nor with my understanding of the Jesus we find elsewhere in the Gospels. So I could try and simply dismiss it. This is not the happy ending we expect, and yet there it is. We have to live with it. But perhaps there is the clue as we reflect on our experience of life, of the sense that there aren't always happy endings. For there are difficult things in life, as I've said, we just have to learn to live with, things we cannot quite understand or make sense of, things that we carry with us. There is no happy ending to this gospel, just questions, and we have to live with them. And perhaps this is the parable's greatest gift to us. Jesus speaks to us mysteriously today in words not easy to explain. But then life is mysterious sometimes. There's stuff we don't understand. We just have to learn to live with it and navigate it. And here we turn to our first reading and St. Paul's words written whilst he and his followers were languishing in prison, and consider how these words may have something to say to us today. We don't know, of course, Paul's inner thoughts from this time, but perhaps we can guess that there was a sense that things hadn't quite turned out as he hoped. Perhaps he wondered where God was, sat in a damp prison cell. Surely this wasn't the happy ending he hoped for. And yet our sense in rereading the letter, as we have done these last few weeks, is that the letters are not filled with frustration and disappointment, but of rejoicing and thanksgiving. Just think of today. Rejoice in the Lord always, he says, affirming that the Lord is near, and that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And perhaps here is our clue to how we respond when the happy endings we sometimes hope for elude us, or when we encounter a gospel reading like this one, which belies easy explanation. We just sit with it, and trust that our lives, shaped both by thanksgiving, something we touched on a bit last week at Harvest, and our ongoing commitment, despite the challenges we sometimes face, to grow in faith, this faith will sustain us through the times when our endings seem anything but happy. For though there are challenges and difficulties, we believe in a God who is with us always. And as one writer put it, turns our full stops into commas. Turns our full stops into commas. So maybe the gospel for today is a good comma. A helpful reminder that just when we think we have the radically inclusive Jesus sussed, we hear words that make us stop and think. And in life too, there are moments that feel like full stops. Moments that feel like life will never be the same again, and indeed it won't. Yet gradually, they do become commas rather than full stops. And we learn to live with that stuff that we find difficult. Helped, of course, along the way by each other, by our fellow pilgrims on the journey, even in this strange time, carrying one another's burdens. Paul is right too, because it seems to me part of the how full stops become commas is in the deliberate art of living thankful lives, of just rejoicing and giving thanks daily for the miracle and gift of life, mysterious though it can sometimes be. And part of that art of living thankfully is spending time with God in prayer and in worship, encountering, albeit perhaps fleetingly at times, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, that deep peace that we know in here, in those moments that are given to us. We all, of course, hope for happy endings as we go on with the rest of our lives, but we know too that there are no guarantees. All we can do is to try and live faithfully, believing and trusting as best we can, gathering round word and sacrament, food to sustain us for the journey, holding fast to the stories of our faith that make us stop and think, none more important than the tragic ending of the cross, which became the happy ending of resurrection. Loving God, give us grace to know you with us always, even when life seems full of full stops, that your grace, your love, your mercy turn those full stops into commas, and we can journey on, knowing you with us. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Loving God, we thank you that you have called us together as your people, your church, your family in Christ. We pray for the Church of the Province of Uganda, the Most Reverend Stephen Samuel Kazimba, Archbishop of Uganda and Bishop of Kampala. In our diocese, we pray for our bishops and for all who work at the cathedrals. We give thanks for the dedication of the volunteers whose work is invaluable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have no homes, living as refugees or living rough on the street in countries where inadequate housing consists of shacks and huts in shanty towns. We pray for those who have no food or access to doctors and medication. Their crops have been failed. Their economies are burdened by debt. Their labours are not being rewarded. We pray for those who have no fresh water, daily facing the threat of drought. For those who have no resources, condemned to a life of poverty with no respite. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord, that we have homes. We have plenty of food, even in this current situation. We have friends to support us and an amazing National Health Service. We have resources and clean water. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the work of WaterAid. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dearest Lord, we thank you for the hard work of our church wardens and deputy church wardens and for our PCC. We thank them for the extra service that they have given this year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this time of uncertainty, we give thanks that marriages can still take place. And though changes have had to be made, pour your blessings on the marriages of Dan Mannion and Kerry Savage on Friday, and James Deville and Emma Reeve on Saturday. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Lord, we thank you for the work of the Brain Tumour Charity, for their work to provide earlier diagnosis and a good prognosis for all who suffer from this devastating illness. We thank you for the brain surgeons and nurses and care workers who support those requiring surgery and their families. support all taking part in the fundraising October Twilight Walk this year, as participants taking part do so on their own. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the residents of Austhorpe View, their families and friends, and also for those who have asked for our prayers, for those suffering in body, mind or spirit, including George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Terry Foster, Doreen Hall and Mary Webster. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, support all who mourn. Comfort them in their grief. We pray for all who have recently died and mention by name Donald Askew, Bertha Keating, and for all who have died of the COVID-19 virus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As the anniversary of death of a loved one comes round again, we remember with fondness those we have known, including Sandra Scholey. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence, using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, you have called us to know you. You have called us to love you. You have called us to serve you. Make us worthy of our calling. May we proclaim your power and your peace. May we rejoice in your light and in your love. Through Jesus Christ, the living Lord. Amen. We thank you, O God, for you are gracious. You have loved us from the beginning of time, and you remember us in times of trouble and of joy. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you came to us in Jesus Christ, who has redeemed the world and saves us from our sins. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you have sent your Holy Spirit, who comforts us and leads us into all truth. Your mercy endures forever. Amen. Dear friends, seek for peace, peace in your heart, peace in your spirit, peace in your mind, peace in your home. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen. Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.